This is Indie Book Publishing. Indie Book Publishing is a show about new books and the authors who wrote them. It's an opportunity for prospective readers to hear directly from the writers, to hear what inspired them to write and publish, and to hear all the inside details about their books. And now, Indie Book Publishing with your host, Steve Jorgensen.
Greetings for Indie Book Publishing, Westbow Press. This is J. Douglas Barker. The book is titled The Love Ya Tree, and our author, Dwayne Robinson, joins me from the Cleveland, Ohio area in the United States. Welcome, sir, to the program.
Thank you, Jay. It's great to be with you.
Pleasure visiting with you, and I am looking at your book. It's colorfully illustrated. It is about 30 pages in length. Dwayne, why did you feel compelled to share your story in this most personal way?
Well, I have to be honest, never in a million years did I ever think that I would be an author of a children's book, but I wrote this book to share my family's real-life story of a journey through cancer and to pay homage to my dear wife, Teresa, and then hopefully to bring honor and glory to God in the process.
Fabulous. And how long ago did this event, this very serious event, interrupt your family life?
Well, actually, our cancer journey started in January of 2010, and my wife came to me with tears in her eyes, and I said, Dwayne, I found a lump in my breast. And so from that point, doctor visits, we were kind of, the ensuing year was pretty difficult with double mastectomies, reconstructive surgeries, chemotherapy, the hair loss, sickness medications, the whole gambit, that goes with dealing with that kind of a disease.
Your wife was a school teacher. She was an educator, loved children. Did that have any influence on the reason you wrote your book?
It sure did. Actually, she was a beloved school teacher at an elementary school, and I was very active in our church. And through this journey, she received so many cards and letters and just tokens of love and appreciation from her students. There were just so many things coming in the mail and people stopping by, bringing gifts, and we just started running out of room. We really had no place to display all of them, and so on April the 6th of 2013, my son Jared, decided to go out onto our property, and we found the bushiest, branchiest tree that we could find. And we cut it down and spent about 2 hours trying to tie up the branches and wiggle it in through the door to get it into the house. But while we had my wife, Teresa, ushered off into a separate room, we set up the tree and decorated it with all of those tokens of love and faith and hope that she had received. So the tree was literally covered with all of these items. And then we brought my wife in to look at the tree, and she was just completely overwhelmed by the tree, and ultimately it ended up being lovingly referred to as the Love Ya Tree.
And you spell Love Ya, L-U-V-Y-A.
That's correct.
Love Ya Tree. This must have been at least in that moment of dark journey, a reflection of joy and a reflection of satisfaction and comfort.
It really was, and more to the cancer story. After the year of battling back in 2010, we really thought that the journey was over and that my wife had beat the cancer monster. Mm. But unfortunately, in February of 2013, an emergency room visit revealed that the cancer had come back with a vengeance, and that it really had spread throughout my wife's body. And absent a miracle from God, we knew that her time with us was going to be very short. So that really was part of my son's and my motivation on her birthday to put up this tree, just to, as she had received such horrible news, of the cancer spreading, this was a way to just try to show how many people loved her, how many people were praying for her, and just to hopefully, renew in her faith and hope and determination to just fight this monster as best as she could.
Children reading this book, Are they going to be inspired, do you feel, from what you have penned? Or how did you approach this very difficult subject that will, I guess, reach a child's intellect and their understanding?
Well, it really was difficult, and a lot of the reason for writing this book, it would be a terrible thing to have experienced such a journey and then not try to share, the hope of that journey, with others. And my wife had always wanted to write a children's book, so I thought this would be a great opportunity to be able to, again, pay homage to her. So I prayed diligently and just asked that God would please show me how I could put pen to paper and be able to prepare a children's book that would help other children, because obviously my son was in early teens when his mother was first diagnosed with cancer, and there's so much fear and doubt and just the feeling of being overwhelmed, that comes with that kind of a diagnosis, especially for the child. So I wanted to be able to prepare a children's book that could encourage young people and give them the hope that, when their parents or a loved one has been diagnosed with something as serious as cancer, that there really is hope in a loving God if they just place their trust in Him.
A tough story and a tough message to get across to children and even adults sometimes. They go through tough times and wonder if there is a God who really is involved in their life and cares about them. What do you want readers to take away from this?
Well, what I would really like for everyone to appreciate is that, and this is something that only came through the learning of my personal journey, through all of this, all I wanted was for God to get us out of this. I just prayed to, God, please, take us out of this situation. And even had, a number of people to approach me and just ask Dwayne, why aren't you bitter or angry with God? And, through this, he's taught me that his intention is not to take us out of these situations, because if he does, there's no learning. But he does take us through these situations, and through that there's the appreciation of just who He is, and also the learning that comes with just knowing that in situations where you're completely helpless, God is there, and He's always ready to not get you out of them, but to get you through them.
Dwayne, how long did it take to get the story onto paper? And the illustrations themselves are a very important part of your storyline. How did that come together?
Well, again, it's kind of amazing. The story had been churning in my mind for a few months, but really just hadn't figured out how to make it come to life, with pen to paper. And I'll have to give a nod to one of the dear hospice workers who helped to take care of Teresa in her last days. I had shared with the hospice worker that Teresa and I had talked, and that my intention was that when the journey of the battle of cancer was over, that I was going to take some wood from the Love You Tree and actually make something special for Teresa, whether it be a charm or a bracelet or something. Unfortunately, Teresa passed on, but I shared that story with one of the hospice workers, and she paused for a moment and she said, "Well, that's very interesting, because I've just taken up the hobby of making fine writing instruments from exotic woods." And she said, "I would love to make some pens for you from the wood from the Love You Tree." And with her preparing those pens, when she gave the pens back to me, she shared a letter that a relative had written to her who had received a pen also. And that letter was written from the person of the pen. And so the letter kind of talked about, I'm very new at this, and I feel a little wobbly, but I'm trying to put my words together. And honestly, that ended up being the linchpin of inspiration for me to write the story from the perspective of the tree itself. And once that inspiration had come together, then the pen flowed very quickly, the words were on the paper very quickly, and I was very pleased, with how the story came together.
And the illustrations themselves, was that a difficult task?
Well, honestly, there's two things that I am not. I'm not really an author, and I'm not certainly not an artist. And so what I had to do is try my best to illustrate each page kind of with stick men figures, mm-hmm. and then share those illustrations with the artists at Westbow Press. And I'll have to tell you, I could not be more impressed with the artistry that they did in illustrating this book. It was just they were able to take what was in my mind's eye and translate that beautifully into illustrations for the book.
It's very beautifully colored, and the tree itself is animated. It's beautifully put together. How would you introduce this book to my listeners in a couple of sentences or a paragraph? So what would you say to them if you were talking to them on the street corner and say, you know, this is why you should consider this book?
Well, you know, I guess, you know, if it was a complete stranger, you know, if I wanted to try to introduce the book, I might, just to pique their curiosity, I might say, have you ever wondered what a tree thinks? And then I would go on to just share that the Love Your Tree story is about a real-life family's journey through cancer, and that the tree is the story is very uniquely written from the tree's perspective, and you know, just brings great hope and encouragement to anyone who's struggling, you know, with some kind of a serious illness.
Have you received any feedback, any stories back from those who have read the book at this point?
I sure have. I've received so much feedback, and you know, I could cite one example: a mother who had two young boys. I think their ages were 2 and 4, had just lost their grandpa, and she was really struggling to explain to them how grandpa was in heaven, and just to try to, you know, help form that mental picture for them. And she shared that she purchased a copy of The Love You Tree, and as she was reading the book and sharing, she came to the page where there's an illustration where God's hand is passing through the branches of the Love You Tree and reaching to take the spirit hand of my wife. And she showed that page to her young boys, and they just both, she said, their eyes lit up, and they said, this is what happens to grandpa? Mm-hmm. And she said, it sure is. And so she said immediately, you know, they just were comforted and just, you know, went right back to playing and you know, weren't worried about grandpa anymore.
Courageous story, lovely, wonderfully written. The story title again is The Love Ya Tree, L-U-V-Y-A, Tree. Our author, Dwayne Robinson. Dwayne, where do my listeners get a copy of your book?
Well, it's certainly available at any of the online retailers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, but it's also available at my website, which is loveyatree.com, and they can purchase it there. It's also available through Westbow Press, the publisher.
Exceptional. Is there another book in the future, do you think?
Well, I've had a number of people to ask me what will be the next adventure of The Love You Tree, and at this point, I'm not sure. I won't say that there is not a book in the future, but right now, nothing specific.
Nothing specific.
As we speak.
You've done a beautiful job on this, and thank you for sharing your personal story and this tribute to your wife, Teresa. Beautifully done. Thank you for sharing your story again today.
Thank you, Jay. I really appreciate the opportunity to share the Love You Tree story.
Wonderful. And for my listeners, Dwayne is spelled D apostrophe W-A-Y-N-E, Robinson. Sir, we hope to hear from you in the future. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
For Indie Book Publishing, Westbow Press, this is J. Douglas Barker.
You're listening to Indie Book Publishing. And we'll be right back after these messages. Congratulations on being the proud owner of an adorable, soft, cuddly, sweet-smelling, smiling, cooing, hungry, tired, gassy, screaming little bundle of joy. So now what? Where's the owner's manual for this thing? Where are my instructions? Right here. It's Baby and Toddler Instructions with Blythe Lipman on toginet.com. Infant care specialist Blythe Lipman has worked with babies for over 20 years and works extensively with new parents, providing workshops, in-home visits, tips, and daily phone calls to ease those frazzled nerves. With Baby and Toddler Instructions, you can get the advice you need on how to survive and enjoy your baby's first year. For more information on Blythe and how she can help you, go to babyinstructions.com. from 32 ways to stop a baby from crying to 14 ways to get a baby to eat and so much more. It's Baby and Toddler Instructions with Blythe Lipman on TogiNet.com. Welcome back to Indie Book Publishing, helping authors publish, promote, and sell their books around the world. Now, back to your host, Steve Jorgensen.
Greetings for Indie Book Publishing, Balboa Press. This is J. Douglas Barker. The book title is Embrace Your Inner Self. Awaken Your Natural Ability to Heal by Sangeeta Patel. And I welcome to the program author Sangeeta Patel.
Thank you for having me on the radio, Jay.
Pleasure to visit with you. You're joining me from New Jersey in the United States of America. I don't think that Sangeeta Patel is a name that I would normally associate with New Jersey. Is the United States your homeland, place you were born?
No, actually I was born in India, and then through marriage, my husband, he was here, so I came here in 1983, and since then I've been in New Jersey.
Tell a little of your book. The title, Embrace Your Inner Self, I know part of your book talks about rediscovering your inner child. My wife would wish that I would forget my inner child. So tell me why you have written this book. What was the inspiration behind it?
Yes, sure. The story began about 27 years ago when I had a car accident and I lost my brother in that one. And this happened back in India. And at that time, my son was 2 years old. And I was struggling with pain and suffering for almost 17 years. And after that, I kind of discovered through prayers healing modalities and different techniques, especially Qigong, EFT, chakra healing. And as I was practicing, my healing became so much easier and simple, and these modalities were so powerful. So I thought, you know, why not share this with the world and, you know, let them know that, you know, you don't have to go through pain and suffering unnecessarily. There are different ways without any side effects. And that inspired me to write this book.
That's something that many are searching for right now, is alternative ways to heal illness and to also live a better, more healthy existence. You have included that in your book, Rediscovering My Inner Child. What does that mean? How important is that to health?
Yes, great question, because as soon as we, like I myself, rediscovered my inner child at the age of 40. All these years, I lost her in the darkness when I was about 7-8 years old. Because when we start getting to know the world, when we start growing up in the childhood, you know, we get kind of conditioned by our parents, by our siblings, by the society. And as we get older, in that journey, we lose ourselves, we lose our inner child. And that's why illnesses and things, other things starts happening, and the negative emotions like anger, frustration, depression, sadness, all that kind of funnels in. So it is very important first to embrace our inner self, and that is why I named that book, Embrace Your Inner Self, and then you can awaken your natural ability to heal, because we are all born healers.
And to embrace your inner self as an individual who has, as I mentioned, my spouse thinks that I embrace my inner child in the wrong way, that I am too childlike in some of my humor and some of my outlooks of life. Is that what you're referring to, or are you referring to the innocence side of the human nature?
Well, it is kind of a combination, because when you embrace the inner child, the child, when you look at a little baby or a little, children, they are so full of energy and they're so full of just pure light, you know. So it's a combination of that innocence and the playfulness, because creativity comes from that part of ourselves that we most of the time hide behind our adult self. You know, so it is, I think the playfulness and the creativity kind of combines together with the purity without thinking about all the other things that most of the time adults kind of, you know, plan ahead or think and all that.
Yes, the first step as an adult to get back to that innocence and that innocent approach to life and that very natural way of just enjoying the moment, how do you begin to do that?
Through forgiveness.
Ah.
Because the power, the healing power of forgiveness is the key to open up that unconditional love fountain within us.
The energies that the human body has, where do you discover those and how did you discover your centers of energy?
Well, the centers of energy is like if you're referring to the chakra system, then they we have so many different energy centers in our body because our body is made out of energy and it can be transformed. So for the chakra healing, you know, that those are the main seven energy centers that starts from the base of the spine, which we call it root chakra, all the way to the crown of the head, the top of the head, which is called the crown chakra. And once when I was studying that, you know, like you can realize that when we don't make our basic needs, then usually the first three chakras are blocked. Or they're not in balance. And sometimes they can be overactive as well. So if you read in my chapter, it's called the Chakra Healing Chapter. It has all the characteristics and all the, whether they're in balance or they're not in balance, and it will show the health issues as well. For instance, the first chakra, like it is located at the base of the spine, and the color is red, and it is associated with the matter. And the characteristics is, like, when you're balanced, you feel grounded, and you're very focused and centered, and you're living in the present moment. But when you are fearful, when you're nervous, and when you don't feel that fulfillment in your life, in your job, in your home, then that kind of is not balanced. So that way you can focus on that and then make it in balance and in harmony.
Most have heard of acupressure, acupuncture, those types of approaches to health. Is there any similarity to what you've just described and those approaches?
Yes. I mean, all the basic healing modalities, I call it my holistic healing toolbox. And even Qigong and EFT and chakra healing, they're all based on this meridian points that we have within ourselves, and it is related to the acupuncture points as well. So by triggering those or by massaging those points, you can kind of activate them. And that's how the energy flow becomes more smooth.
So I need to teach my spouse how to do acupressure. Applying some pressures, but not the healthy healing types. The acupressure or acupressure point would be a good way to help my health.
Yes, and especially because forgiveness is related to heart. So the first thing I would say, one of the good points to start massaging is in the palms of your hands.
Hmm.
The center of the hands, because in our hands we have six major energy channels, and the center of the palm is the heart center. So when you massage, so you start with the left side of the palm, and then you massage it in a circular motion, and that helps to open up the heart center. And then you do that for a minute or so, and then you switch your hands to the right hand, and then massage the right hand for a minute or two. And you can do this anytime while, you know, like watching TV or when you wake up, before you go to sleep, and that helps with the heart center.
I have an automated, massaging unit that is like an acupressure. It's kind of a pulsing thing. Would that also do that same type of benefit of using that in my palms?
Sure. Any kind of stimulation, you know, even tapping on it, massaging on it, any kind of that way that you can give little pressure to that particular point, it would help open up and activate it.
Interesting. Your book is designed for whom? Who's going to find this book appealing and benefit from it?
Yes, well, this book is especially would benefit to those who are ready to make commitment and responsibility to make changes in their life, to say that, yes, I'm going to take action on this. Because knowledge, you know, most of the people know that, yes, if you do this, this will happen. If you do this, this will happen. But the action is the key. And after each chapter in this book, I have like a little note section and a next step section. So exercise after each chapter would help them to kind of lay out their healing map, so to speak. So it's like a GPS system that, okay, if you are here, if you want to go there, then start here.
A GPS for your health and emotional well-being.
Yes.
And does this, do you feel, would it help someone who perhaps is on medication and wants to get relieved from that? It would be a more natural approach to getting their body back into a good place.
Yes, of course. Because like I said, you know, energy is energy. And as Albert Einstein said, you can only transform it. You cannot destroy or you cannot create it. So even if you are doing medications or, you know, going under the doctor's care, you can definitely work with this because there are no side effects and it will only enhance your healing journey and it will be faster.
It's obviously been proven and established that a good mental health or good mental outlook does affect health in a positive way. What makes your book different from others in the marketplace?
Well, my book kind of is, I had, when I was going through my own healing journey, I had to get so many different books just to understand it. And this book, I wrote it at very, very basic level. So anybody who does not even know what Qigong is, what EFT is, or what chakra healing is, they get like a taste of different holistic healing tools. And it is very simple, so they can start their journey right away rather than, you know, going through like 4 months program or 6 months program or 1 year program, and then at the end, you know, they don't get. So this way they can get their healing map right away.
108 pages, so you've made it simple, and you have described in there some basic tools for getting into a better place mentally. Embrace your inner self, a great title. How would you introduce your book to someone in a couple of sentences and get them interested in getting their own copy?
Sure. Great question. So this book is about exploring your own natural ability to heal by trying variety of different healing modalities that I share after practicing on my own daily life. And after each chapter, there are worksheets that you can start right away. And there is no need to suffer in pain. And all you have to do is just embrace your inner self and your inner child with the healing power of love, kindness, and forgiveness, and just watch the magic happen.
And understand that you have a someone that you know probably very well has been the illustrator in this book.
Yes, he's my son. And he has illustrated this book, and he has also written different children's books based on bullying and the importance of home and love, Sammy's new home. And you know, he's an art teacher as well, so
exceptional.
I'm so blessed.
Exceptional. Now, is there another book in the future? Have you begun maybe a sequel to this 108 page read?
Yes, I am. I am working on it, and my son is also working on another book. So we are kind of combining our brains together.
Well, thank you for sharing your story. The title of this book again is "Embrace Your Inner Self: Awaken Your Natural Ability to Heal" by Sanjita Patel. Thank you for joining me today, Sanjita. Where do we get copies of your book?
Yes, you can find it on Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com. BalboaPress.com, and also you can visit my website www.embraceyourinnerself.com.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you so much, Jay, for having me on your show. Thank you.
For Indie Book Publishing, Balboa Press, this is Jay Douglas Barker.
You're listening to Indie Book Publishing, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Join us for Self-Aid Success Stories with Helen Wu, Wednesday nights at 10, 9 central on toginet.com. Helen Wu was born and raised in San Francisco's Chinatown, and after a very difficult upbringing, fighting depression, abuse, and addictions, she finally finds herself genuinely happy inside and out. Helen believes in taking our positive thinking and doing something positive to achieve a positive outcome. She's here to make a positive difference in your life, to be your game changer, your aha moment mentor. She's ready to help both men and women get into a better place. Helen Wu is also the author of Self-Aid Success Stories, 25 Success Stories from Successful Entrepreneurs. Inspired by Ellen DeGeneres, Helen wants the world to know that just because we find ourselves in a difficult situation doesn't mean we have to stay there. We can aid ourselves to a better life. So join us for Self-Aid Success Stories with Helen Wu, Wednesday nights at 10, 9 central on toginet.com.
Welcome back to Indie Book Publishing, helping authors publish, promote, and sell their books around the world. Now, back to your host, Steve Jorgensen.
The title of the book, The Ascertainment of Financial Freedom, Fear, and Work. And the author is Varant Majerian, and Varant joins us now on Indie Book Publishing, and this interview is brought to you by Trafford Publishing. Hello, Varant.
How are you?
Great to have you with us. And what a great message today when so many people are drowning in debt, and you've got a plan in this very concise, direct, simple, you might say, but profound at the same time. Talk to us a little bit in general, Varant, about what a person should do facing this barrage of credit cards coming to us all the time and the temptation to use them.
Credit cards are designed of emergency use only, and people just basically abuse them. And basically, I've seen a lot of people just, they'll use credit cards for like $1 or $2 transaction, which is kind of ridiculous, because why are you going to use that much? People don't have cash in their pockets. Basically, the credit card is designed for emergency use only. That's about it. And that's why you see a lot of debt, and that's why you see a lot of people complain about how bad the economy is. It's how people use their money. It's the people how they abuse their credit cards. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, you coach individuals on earning residual income. You're a motivational speaker for self-development. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, how this all came about, this book came about.
Well, it started when I was in my young age. My parents, especially my dad, was very, very, very strict. And basically, he thought, being in old school, he thought that working for somebody, you're going to make a living and you're going to be a job security. That is absolutely wrong. And I wrote my first book, Finding Your Own Way Towards Success, and explained that. However, my dad, very strict, old school, and it made me a little bit depressed, because I have this entrepreneur bug in me. And the first 2 years I suffered, then I started my own journey, and he came to me and said, I'm glad you didn't listen to me, because right now I'm doing really well. Now, this book that I wrote, it basically explains how people don't like to start their own business. They want to work for somebody, but work for somebody, it causes fear, because your boss are all over you. And being like that, you cause a fear. I'm like, oh my God, is my boss going to be happy for me? How is my boss going to react today? There is a fear. And I've seen a lot of intelligent people in my life. They could start their own path and working for someone, working for themselves. And they don't want to do that. And that's why you be in a credit card debt. And that's how I teach in this book. It explains everything.
Well, your book is broken down into three different categories or sections: financial freedom, and then understanding fear, and the last one is job versus work. We're talking about a book about 40 pages long. Again, you might say these are simple truths, but they are profound, because look what's happened. Like you've pointed out, folks just abuse these credit cards when they should be using them only for emergencies.
That is correct. It's designed, credit cards are designed for emergency use. I've seen people just buy coffee, $1 or $2 coffees. I'm like, that is ridiculous. People cannot don't have no cash in their pocket. Seriously, and they like to pay minimum payment. They think that they're gonna save money. As you know, how much interest rate they charging you? Then also all that add up, and you're gonna have financial debt.
So these credit,
because you're gonna keep on using it.
These credit card companies are really preying upon the human nature of society. Unfortunately, so many people think they have a way to get what they want with this piece of plastic, when it's just going to bury them in the long run.
Tell me about it. They say, oh, I wait for my bill. It takes about 30 days. I mean, seriously, do you know how much interest rate they're charging the customers? And they do want people to file bankruptcy, because once they file bankruptcy, if it's official, you're allowed to get credit cards again. And if this time, if you become in a financial debt again, it's impossible to be bankrupt again after until 11 years from now.
Another part of your message, you advocate literally breaking out on your own, starting your own business. Why is that so important, and why do so few people do it?
It is called a fear, because people are worried. People don't want to spend the money. It costs money to start a business, but they're afraid they might lose the money. How about if it didn't become successful? If you are successful in life, nothing is impossible. Everything has a reason. If I didn't do this the way I am right now, I will be in a financial broke, and I will be worried earning paycheck to paycheck. Right now, they say the economy is getting better. It's not getting better. It's still the same, or might get even worse.
Well, we all know the acronym JOB, just over broke. It takes a special kind of person to go off on their own, but you're advocating that a whole lot more people could do it if they would just, I guess, have, they have to get trained how to do it. There you are as a coach to help them, in your book also to give them some ideas, some, you know, maybe give them some courage to launch on their own. But if you're always working for somebody, you're never going to get ahead.
Hey, you're going to make... You are going to make your boss richer and wealthier. And in the meantime, you're going to get a lot of stress from them, because they're going to push your button. They're going to pick on you, because they're paying money for you. They're paying money. Obviously, they're going to pick on you. They're not going to appreciate you. Not everybody is going to be a good boss.
You have two other books besides this one, which is The Ascertainment of Financial Freedom, Fear and Work. You also have written Finding Your Own Way Towards Success, another book, Hitting the Goal. This, it just, I guess, is really a summary of your life, your books, aren't they?
You know, my brain is moving rapidly. What am I going to do next? What am I going to do next? What am I going to do next? You know, it doesn't stop.
You also have a YouTube, a 60-second YouTube promoting your book. It seems like, Verrant, your message not only is on target, but you're doing everything you can to get your message out to all the people that need to hear it.
Absolutely. And it's basically the people usually around the young people I'm targeting, because the young people are very confused, and they got the credit card, let me use it. If it's adults, the market, the target doesn't range, because they really mature enough. I'm usually targeting the young adults because they really need really coaching.
Well, in this world, we need some credit to buy certain things like a house, a car, so we have to make sure that's a fine balancing act, isn't it? We need to establish credit. We need to probably use credit cards, but again, be very, very conservative.
Very conservative, and just, people are just abuse it. It just doesn't make sense to me.
And of course, all that credit card debt just causes fear. Just you wonder every month how you're going to pay for it.
And you're going to be worried about if I'm going to keep my job. There's a big difference between a job versus work. A job, you're working for somebody. Like you said, just over broke. Work is basically you're self-employed. That is work. You are working right now. That means you are working for your vision.
And that really is a joy when you love to do something and you wake up every day and you're excited for that, what that new day is going to bring. It's not a job. It's just a way of life, and it's exciting.
Absolutely. And people just need to jump in and continue their vision. I did. I started selling Beanie Babies in the first 2 years. In the 1980s.
Yeah, you were very young, just starting out, and I'm sure you have found that that's the only way to go.
I had this entrepreneur bug when I was 16. Can you believe it?
Well, that's wonderful. You're not only talk the talk, you walk the talk, and that's so important.
That's right.
Well, Varant, what's the best way to get your newest book, The Ascertainment of Financial Freedom, Fear and Work? What's the best way to get it?
It is on Trafford.com, and it's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Just type in the name or type in my name. You see all my other work on there.
Varant Majerian, Majerian spelled M-A-J-A-R-I-A-N. So we appreciate you joining us on Indie Book Publishing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And this interview has been brought to everyone by Trafford Publishing.
You've been listening to Indie Book Publishing with your host, Steve Jorgensen. Join us again next week at noon Eastern as Steve interviews another great author.